Our first reading is taken from Exodus 1, verses 1 to 10, the birth of Moses. Now a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papoose basket and for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the river banks. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her slave girl to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse this baby for you?" Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and..." Oh, I've just said that. "Yes, go," she answered. And the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and she became, and he her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Second reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 17 to 29, and it's faith in action. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had embraced the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead, and so, in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions concerning the burial of his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be ill-treated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the application of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let's just pray if we may. Father, as Keith speaks, please inspire him. Let your words come through him to our hearts and to our lives. Help us to hear you as Keith speaks. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Got a bit of a cold, a bit of a cough. Sorry about that. But so you need to keep well away from me. You're okay on Zoom because you're a long way away, so that's good. No handouts today, no maps. I like to bring something like that, don't I? I like to ground things a little bit, really. So a little quiz, okay? We're talking about, well, maybe the mother of Moses a little bit because it's Mother's Day. So can you tell me the Can you tell me the mother's, Moses' mother's name? God, yeah, that's going to be a bit tricky one, isn't it? Come on. Any ideas? No? I know what Ian knows. Oh. Jochebed, very good. Excellent, excellent. Now, how about his father's name? That's even more difficult, isn't it? Not even Pauline knows that one. So, Amram, his name was. There you go. And Moses had some brothers and sisters. Anybody got any? Aaron was the older brother, yeah. And what about the sister? He had an older sister who's in the story, actually. Miriam, okay. So, they're a real family. Long, long time ago, maybe, I don't know, over maybe 4,000 years, I'm not sure, but it's a long time ago. But it's all written down in the Bible, and we can understand all these people's names. And it's a joy, really, isn't it, to know that, you know, there's a family here we're talking about. It just reminds me of a little joke, actually. You know, what was Moses' wife's name? Anybody know that? Well, her name was Zipporah. That's not really a joke, but that's just her name. But what was Moses' wife known as when she threw a party? Well, it was the hostess with the Moses. Terrible. Anyway, let's stop this. Do you think that was funny in Zoom? I don't know. No, probably not. Anyway, the story, the key verse, I think, from Hebrews was, by faith Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. So just keep that in your mind. Now we know the story. So it was way back in Egypt where the Jews were living, and they were living there for about 400 years. They were in the wrong place, really. And Jochebed, lovely name. I wonder if it's Jochebed. No, that would be Spanish, wouldn't it? So it can't be that. An Israelite from the clan of Levi gave birth to a boy. Her nation was subject, of course, though, to Egyptian slavery. There was hard labor. They were making bricks, if you remember. And during this time, most shockingly, all the male babies were under sentence of death. Now, the reason for that, if there is any reason for mass murder, was that the Jews were becoming a large threat to the Egyptians. There were so many of them. And so Pharaoh felt very threatened by that. And he decided to kill all the Jewish boys. That's a horrible story, isn't it? But the Bible doesn't hold its punches, does it? And in a way, it reminds me also what is happening in the Ukraine, even as we speak. You know, did you see that picture of the square filled with the pushchairs and saying these are the number of children who've been killed, and we know that perhaps the number has gone up already. It also reminds me of when Jesus was born and Herod was out to kill all the babies under five. How wicked man can be. Yet her faith, Moses' mother, even in these most distressing circumstances, stands out as a model to us all. You know, we read in the story that the boy was a fine child, it says in Exodus 2, and that he was no ordinary child in Acts 7. There was something unique about this baby, and I suppose every baby is unique, but perhaps this guy, maybe, I don't know, perhaps he was good looking even when he was just a little baby, who knows? So even so, by the law given by Pharaoh, the baby boy should have been executed, and perhaps his mother should have been executed as well. It's horrible, isn't it? But the Bible is clear. We must obey God rather than man, it says in Acts 5. Not easy, but imperative if we want to see God's plan to overcome the works of man. Jesus also taught the value of life over death, over the law, when he healed on the Sabbath. Which one of you who has a sheep, if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not take hold of it and lift it out? Oh, how much more value is a man than a sheep. So it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. Now, this is New Testament teaching, but perhaps it applied to Jochebed's situation as well. She loved her son with such a passion, and she desperately wanted him to live. So she stood for what God says rather than what man says. Now, the reading in Hebrews 11 says, by faith in God, Jochebed hid her son for 3 months, and that she was not afraid of the king's edict. Perhaps he had to be kept quiet for all that time, or that they maybe had to move about from house to house, or to stay away from the soldiers, or perhaps they had to leave their home to escape the king's soldiers and hide like refugees maybe. We don't really know what happened, but perhaps all these things might be something that occurred. So it's amazing, isn't it? The love and devotion of a mother to her child is outstanding. Her determination not to lose her son was immense and impressive. But this act of hiding the baby sets in Moses' life within the Egyptian, he becomes part of the Egyptian royalty and his eventual leading of Israel out of slavery. That was his destiny. But Jochebed didn't know that, did he? Did she? She knew that her boy was unique and special to her. God knew that he was special as well. But the story gets even more exciting, I think, anyway. By God's miraculous design, Jochebed protected her son by sending him down the Nile in a basket. Well, that seems a bit ridiculous, doesn't it, really? I mean, why would you do that? To trust a river? Good grief. To look after her son. You know, maybe the alligators and crocodiles were snapping at him, I don't know, but you have all these thoughts that could have happened. But really, the part of the story is that she could not hide him any longer. Perhaps he was getting too big, too noisy. And so she was desperate to save him from the avenging soldiers. Just bear me a minute. Desperate times calls for desperate measures. There was no other way. She didn't know what was going to happen. She was at her wit's end. All she could do was to release Moses into God's mercy. Let him go to what end? I don't know. But the story says that Miriam kept watch over him. Sorry, Bob. She was pivotal to the story as well. She was in the right place at the right time. We read the story that the boy baby was coincidentally found by the king's daughter. And Miriam chirped up. How brave she was. Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you? God's provision all the way down the line. So Pharaoh's daughter named him Moses. I drew him out of the water. Now Moses' name is a Hebrew name, but Pharaoh's daughter may have called him a son or boy, as the Egyptian word for this, which is Masses, I think, is similar to the word Moses, but that's a bit of conjecture. So miraculously, you can't really believe it, can you? Jochebed was given the job to be Moses' nurse. And during that time, all the time that he was growing up, you know, amazing, isn't it, how that works out in this story. And I'm sure that Jochebed passed her trust in God to her son during that time. A mum doing mum things. How good is God in this story? So by faith, Moses, when he was grown up, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh. This is an important verse. Moses could have said, I'm an Egyptian prince, not a Jew. He could have turned his back on being a Jew But no, he didn't. Jochebed had been able to give him his Jewish identity, to give him her love and devotion that only a mother can give, and to show him the God of her forefathers. That's difficult to say, that. Put my teeth back in. By faith, Moses left Egypt, not being afraid of the anger of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Moses saw the invisible God in the burning bush, invisible but audible, a bush in flames but not consumed, another miracle that set him towards his destiny. So Jochebed's decision to follow the faith of her ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, impacted greatly on her son, who later, as we know, was to lead the Jews out of captivity. So a question, do we love like a mother? I know, I'm sure I don't, because I'm not a mother. But perhaps the mothers here will know what this love is like for their children. A mother's love sets children's feet on a firm foundation, and if they also tell them about Jesus, their hope and security is secured. And who knows, God knows, who they will become. Maybe earth shakers, peacemakers, kind, loving, who knows. It's an example for not just mothers, but also for all parents, whether biological, adopted, or those called to be spiritual parents, even godparents who disciple and teach others in the ways of the Lord. To impact children with quiet faithfulness is a joy to behold and a reward for you in heaven. Now we have the opportunity to impart our faith to others. We can potentially, and which can potentially impact generations. Not just mothers, but all of us have a part to play. Can you see the potential in others? Do you hope for them with such a yearning that their walk will be one that makes a real difference in this world, and more importantly, in the kingdom of God? So I hope this little talk about Moses' mother, Jochebed, and the love, perseverance, and the difficult things she did to secure a future for him has helped you realize that even if things look helpless, if you put your faith in the Lord, then all things work together for the good to them that love God. So just a prayer, in fact, a couple of prayers. I know we're praying a bit later, but I thought I would add a couple of prayers. Mothers, we thank you that you gave us insight of how love is for each one of your children. You would do anything to save us, and we honour you now. However, we know that not all mothers have been gracious and loving towards us. Perhaps our family were abusive towards us or dysfunctional in other ways. Lord, we thank our mothers that you brought us into the world, and we honour them for that gift. Pardon me. We thank you that we now have a new family in Christ. Our family here on earth, and above all, sorry. Sorry about that. We thank you that we have a new family in Christ, our family here on earth, and above all to our loving Father and our brother Jesus and the Holy Spirit who gives us life. Lord, we may even be mourning the loss of our mothers. It's not easy on a day such as this. Remember the good times and maybe the not so good. But we say to our mothers even now, thank you for who you were and are in our lives today. We wish that we could say to you that we love you. So let's do that this morning. It may be that some here have been desperate to have a child, and this has not happened for a lot of different reasons. Be with them, Lord, and lift them up, as all have a role to play in your kingdom. Amen.